All right, if you have a big Zoom meeting with your boss, can you do it from the hair salon? 314-531-9898. I bring this up because a friend, a mutual friend of ours, did this, actually. Mm-hmm. I saw her posted on social media, like, oh, doing my Zoom with my boss from the hair salon. And then I, like, saw some comments. People were like, oh, my God, I can't believe your boss is cool with this. And then somebody wrote back, like, and responded to it because I was reading them. And they go, you know how hard it is to get an appointment at the hair salon?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and because that is the most, so unprofessional. You can't do a Zoom from the hair salon.
I don't think she was wrong at all. I think that if she was focused and paying attention and participating in the Zoom, she's fine.
It's impossible.
What's the difference?
It's chaotic at those hair salons. Right.
Okay, what's the difference of doing a Zoom at home and your kids are there?
One, you could close the door. Number two, it's a hair appointment. Sometimes if you have to do a Zoom at home and you work from home or doing Zooms at home or you can't have care or you got a sick kid, that's completely different because you're forced. The hair salon, no. You just reschedule your hair appointment. It is not life or death.
It is really hard to reschedule a hair appointment. And I think it's about how you engage, just like anybody else. I think you could be alone and be just as distracted as you would be if you were at a hair salon.
True, but you're distracting everybody else on the Zoom.
How, though?
Oh, good point, Kevin. Thank you.
With girls' hair appointments, though, like, there's a lot of downtime where you're literally just sitting there and doing nothing.
You're waiting for the color to set in.
Yeah, which can be like 30, 40 minutes, depending on what you're getting done. So you do have a lot of downtime. I don't think it would be distracting. However, I do think the people in the salon would get annoyed. Like, I don't want to hear somebody
a
meeting.
People are yapping their heads off anyway in the salon.
I don't
Thank you for bringing
that
up, Hannah. They're yapping their heads off, so it's impossible to be focused.
Right.
No, put your AirPods in like she did. Like, I'm totally think she was fine.
I saw this on social media, and I'm like, this is where we're at. You know how many hair appointments I've had to cancel because things pop up at work? I do this all the time. This is what life is like. If you have an appointment, and a big meeting comes in, or your boss asks for something and requests it, and you have a hair appointment, sorry, out of luck, reschedule your hair.
If a meeting just popped up and I had to reschedule my hair, I would make my boss pay for the cancellation fee.
Why? Whoa. That's absurd.
Ouch.
That is true. Sometimes they'll be like, well, you owe me like $200.
Yeah.
You didn't cancel in time.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
But can't you just, you know, say, okay, I know
things
it's
happening.
No,
work.
That's their job too. It's
You know what you'll have? You won't be able to pay for those hair appointments eventually because I'm going to find someone who can make the meetings.
Yeah. You know, my thoughts with that is, okay, if you have this meeting, is it a mandatory Zoom? Can't you just be on the phone for that moment?
What ones are not mandatory? Yeah, you got to be on the Zoom.
But can't you just be on the phone for a while then come back? I mean, couldn't that
I just think regardless, let's discuss the topics we're supposed to. I'm going to be where I am. You're going to be where you are. Let's go. It's different if I'm like on you and then you can like see my head turning around and I'm talking to other people and not focused. But if I am on the Zoom, I'm active in the conversation. It shouldn't matter where I am.
Do you agree? 314-531-9898. If you have a hair appointment and a Zoom comes in from the boss, let's say 48 hours in a timer you could reschedule, do you think you should have to reschedule that appointment or you just go, well, it's tough to reschedule a hair appointment? Kevin had pointed this out. So many guys have called into the show today and have strong opinions about this, which is so funny because what made me think of this is women's hair appointments are hard to get and take a very, very long time, and then rescheduling them is a pain. I do understand that. So this happened with a mutual friend of ours where like a meeting came down, maybe like, let's say that it's like 48 hours in advance, so there's a good enough notice. Meeting comes in on a Monday, say, hey, on Wednesday, we need to have a big Zoom meeting, and you got a hair appointment scheduled. Can you do the Zoom from the hair appointment, or do you have to reschedule it and be like, oh, that sucks, and it might be like 3-4, I don't know, how long does it take to get a hair appointment? 6 weeks, maybe? Sometimes a long time?
Yeah, it just depends.
It could
I have to book my hair appointment by the end of the time of like my current like schedule.
So like almost like what do you do? 6-8 weeks out?
Yeah, like 8 weeks.
8 weeks out. Wow. So now if you were to reschedule it, be like, okay, see you in 8 weeks. This is 2 more months of you not getting your hair done. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to be around me when I got roots. I get mean.
That's life though. Sometimes that happens, and this is not life or death. Your job is more important. I think it's so unprofessional for you to do your hair. Do a Zoom while you're getting your hair done. Kevin had an interesting question, though.
Yeah, I guess my question, and maybe I'm old school, but why are we scheduling these during regular work hours when I should be in the office or working from home?
Agreed, but I think it's because, I could be wrong, but I think like sometimes it's like impossible to get in on the times, right?
Yeah, I mean, lots of hairstylists only work like during the day when you're working, so sometimes you just kind of got to schedule it out and make it a thing.
Yeah, and that's my guess. My guess is like sometimes the hairstylists aren't working after work hours. Yeah. This is the toughest time to do that. Amanda, is that kind of true that people have to schedule you weeks in advance during the middle of the workday?
Absolutely. I'm a hairstylist, so this is just another instance of AB and Hannah having the win here.
Thank you, Amanda.
Wow. Oh, Amanda.
I'm only saying this because me being a hairstylist, I have no openings from now until the first of the year.
Yeah.
So if you cancel your appointment, in turn, that's hard on the stylist because you want to get your client in before the holidays come, but then we have our lives outside of work too. Like I have a special needs child, so I have a lot going on outside of work besides the fact too. So it just makes it more difficult for us. We're happy to accommodate our guests, of course, but it just makes it more challenging whenever that happens. But I have guests all the time that are in meetings and work from their laptops and all of that because men don't get color a lot like women do. So there's a 30 to 45 minute processing time that a lot of times I do men's haircuts while my guests are processing.
Right.
So it's guys just a lot can go into it. Yeah.
I just feel like talking about marketing strategy or the company strategy while you're on a Zoom in a public place is so unprofessional. And guys, I respect what you do, Amanda. I do, but like hair is not life or death. So like,
yes, it is. So, if I'm going on vacation,
a lot of people, yes, it is.
So
yes.
Literally, so like, okay, you don't have your hair done until January when Amanda is available
a huge
again.
Deal. Amanda, do you have a lot of people who do this, like sit in your chair and take Zoom calls
every day? Every day.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm with
every
them.
Day.
All of them.
And I work
fire.
Day hours. I work in the morning and then I'm done by about 2:15, 3:00.
See,
so
this is why people
business hours and I'm that busy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. That's the point to like Kevin's like, why are people scheduling in the middle of the day? It's the reason why.
Right.
We have some really good texts coming in. Lyric says, if it's during your scheduled work time, you need to reschedule. If it's at a different time, do what you want. So I definitely even more on that. Like if it's outside of work hours and your boss wants to meet with you, yeah, I'm going to be in a salon chair. And my favorite text says, if AB can take a conference call in the shower, I say you can Zoom at the hair salon.
Shut up. Somebody really remembered that?
That's a good point.
You did do that. You did jump on a conference call in the shower.
Unintentionally, you know, when your boss calls and you're in the shower and you get looped in, you get looped in.
The fact it was a Zoom call makes it 1,000 times better.
Dan, how do you feel about this from a guy's perspective? Would you just reschedule your hair appointment or would you take the Zoom from the salon?
You know, it's a different world these last 10 years. My two professional daughters work remote and, they crush it and they do very well. And if they already had things scheduled and they can actually Zoom during, their hair appointment, they're taking care of business.
Yep.
And the same thing when they go work out and whatever. And if you go to any, Bread Co. kind of place is – that's what business is being transacted at all venues. Mm-hmm. So as long as they're taking care of business, I don't see the problem.
Guys,
I'm with you.
Monday, I'm going to do the show from the hair salon. So just if you hear them say, tilt your head this way, you know what I'm doing.